Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And as we get closer to finishing the nightmarish marathon that has become harvest season 2011, farmers are counting the cost of this year's poor weather, with estimates now of three or even four times the usual charges for getting grain dry enough to put it into stores. Not only has the wet season played havoc with combining and baling, but it's now putting back the sowing of next year's crops. Soil conditions across a lot of the MFR patch are very poor, and compaction of both the topsoil and subsoil look like they could lead to poorer yields for harvest 2012. Farm advisers are already warning tractor drivers to take as much action as possible to avoid too many passes over fields and maybe even alter crop rotations to take account of the waterlogging. Now, today we're talking about local food once again, and my guest is Thomas Kelly. He's vice president of McDonald's hamburger chain, and he thinks the key to success for the future of all food outlets is provenance, knowing where all your food comes from, as he tells us.
I think there's a culture of Scotch beef. It is a strong brand, it's a strong quality message. That's not to say that out west of Scotland it's not a strong quality message, but you know, there's a Scotch beef brand there, and all the partnerships we've had are long-term partnership with farmers who care about what they do. You know, they care about what they're producing and care about the produce they're producing out to customers like ourselves, who then pass it on to our own customers.
And do you think your customers, do you think they're looking for something local and Scottish as well?
I think provenance is important to everyone these days, where that's if you're in Wales or England or Ireland or Scotland. I think provenance is far more important than it was many, many years ago when I was growing up. You used to buy smashed potatoes, and that's how you make smashed potatoes out of a packet. Now the sign of a good potato is if it's still got soil in it at the supermarket. So life has changed, and provenance is far more important to people, and rightly so, because it's important people know where food's coming from and interested in the welfare of where the food's coming from as well.
And a few years ago, who would have thought that today we'd be sitting here talking about fast food outlets, making provenance one of their key selling points. But with McDonald's sourcing 70% of beef from Scotland and Burger King promoting Aberdeen Angus burgers, it seems as though you don't just have to eat in five-star restaurants to know where your lunch has come from. But that's it for me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.